This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. More and more, whether it's shopping, banking, or, as we'll hear later in the show, gambling and even mourning our departed loved ones, our private lives are being lived in very public ways online. And the first step in many of these virtual venues is to create your online avatar. You know, that photo or icon that stands for you and you alone. Commentator Scott Hewler has some issues with these few small pixels of modern life.
My friend Erin is exactly like her avatar. Her little 48 by 48 pixel photo features her wry smile and the kind of glasses you wish you wore. It conveys her mien of earnest, disappointed cheerfulness that brightens the lives of everyone she knows. Her sunny yellow avatar captures her perfectly. How rare is that? Not only do few of us look like our avatars on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, few of us even know what our avatars are supposed to do. Generate interest? Radiate professionalism? Spark a smile? The avatar is our post-post-everything combination of a logo, a business card, a wallet-sized photo, and a refrigerator magnet. It's a distillation, your essence in an image that flashes for a second and takes up a tiny fraction of a screen that is itself smaller than a candy bar. "This is me," it says. It's the size of the nail on your pinky, but it represents my soul. Erin chose what you might call the winsome approach, and it suits her. But the web abounds with other choices not nearly so successful. Mugshot Modern seems always to show an expression not nearly as fetching as people think it is, though it outperforms Ironic Me, which is usually ironic for much different reasons than its users think it is. For my own avatar, I've chosen Someone Drew Me Once, which works for those of us who just don't look good in photos, but it doesn't convey much. Actual logos can work if you can figure out what they mean, though I rarely can. More intimate avatars, Look at My Children, say, or Here Is My Kitty, barely merit discussion. In fact, if there's any theme among avatars, it's that they betray more of our fears than our hopes, which makes Erin's successful avatar even more of a treat. I'll have to tell her about it, if I ever see her in person.
Scott Hewler is a writer living in Raleigh, North Carolina. His latest book is On the Grid.